Okay, I turn the recording on. And I'm going to call the meeting to order at 7:01. This is the Board of Finance special meeting on Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. And we're off the roll. So the first thing is call to order. I also have the roll call. Present are Ed Edelman, Nick Brown, Judy Buell, Diane Gagnon, Kathy Donahue, Stan Crawford, Kathy Newcomb. We have five regulars, so we do have a seating for an alternate. So I'd like a nomination for that. Last two times we've seated Kathy and Alyssa, so I thought we'd seat Stan tonight since he's able to.
I think we lost Ed altogether.
No, he's coming back in. So could I have a motion to seat Stan Crawford as the alternate?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay, I'm gonna go through the roll call. Ed?
Yeah, sorry, I had trouble getting the audio going, but.
Oh, okay, we're all set. We're seating Stan tonight in the sixth seat, the regular seat, as the alternate that's getting seated. So we're doing the vote right now. We already have the motion. So how do you vote to seat Stan?
Aye.
Okay, Nick Brown? Nick, you're muted. Mm-hmm. Hang on. Stan's coming back and I have people popping in and out. Okay, I'll move on. Judy Buell?
Aye.
Diane?
Aye.
Kathy Donahue, and I still don't see Nick Tim popping. Yeah, I didn't get something back from him by text. So we may be two alternates.
We're getting a lot of feedback on your audio, or I am.
Is anybody else receiving feedback or no?
No, everything's good here.
All right. As usual, here I am, Mr. Technology.
Okay. Since Nick isn't here, we can see another alternate. Also, the other alternate who's present is Kathy Newcomb. Can I have a motion to see Kathy Newcomb?
I'll make that motion to sit Kathy Newcomb.
Second, this is Stan.
Okay. And I'm called the roll. Ed?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Kathy Donahue? Aye. And so Kathy Newcomb is seated. Stan Crawford, did you vote?
Yes, I did. I vote aye.
Okay, so we're all set though. Okay, moving on to citizens' comments. Are there any citizens' comments tonight? Okay, seeing no hands and hearing none, I'll move right on to old business. Discussion of impossible action on funding of the airline trail pamphlet. We had agreed that we were going to fund this and we need to transfer some money in order to be able to do that and also set up an account. Or Ellen, I think you can weigh in on this of how we want to go about this. I do want to say that we have $1,100 in donations. The Newcomb family has generously offered $1,000 as a contribution. Steve and I are also going to donate $100. I think there will be other people donating to this also. I did reach out to Laura McCabe, and the pamphlet itself is 15.5 by 9.25 inches. So we could list the people who support the pamphlet on the back. We could also do some little ads for businesses in town and sell some ads on the back of it to raise the rest of the money up. So I think that would be a good idea. Everybody agrees with that. And Alan, can you give us the contingency balance right now? I believe
yes. It's at about $962,000, which is 18% of our budget.
And I would suggest probably setting up another liability account if that's going to be a donation fund for that map. And then as people donate the money, I can post it to that account. And when we have enough to send over the $3,000, I can charge that account when I send the check. I mean, you said that someone had donated, but no one's actually
sent. Yeah, we have commitments.
They pledged it. Okay, yeah. That's
right. We're going to have to send in the money. I was thinking of drawing it out of contingency at this point and then replacing it back, because we're going to have to send in the money in order for them to put the grant together to get the match from the state. So we're going to have to send in the money right away.
Okay.
So we're going to need, if everybody, any discussion on that? Does everybody agree about the process of doing that?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we're going to need a motion to transfer $3,000 from contingency to pay for the trail map, Hampton Trail map project. Ellen, are you going to set up like?
Actually, I don't think you'd call it a transfer.
So what do you want to do with it?
Well, I would just say that you're allotting $3,000 from the contingency.
Approving $3,000
for approving
the payment of the trail map, Hampton trail map.
Right.
Okay.
Rather than setting up a new account for just one-time use.
One-time use. Okay. Can somebody make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Wait, was it allotting or approving? You went back and forth on the verbiage.
Approving.
Yeah, approving. I would say.
Ellen, approving or allotting?
I would say approving.
Approving, yep, okay. And then, so Diane moved, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Judy Buell seconding. Is there any other discussion on this topic? Does anybody else have anything else they want to raise?
So now, yes, I have a question. Now, if we're gonna make donations, do we just make it to the town of Hampton to a particular fund?
Well, if we want to be replenishing the contingency fund, I would just put the reason in the memo line.
The trail map? Okay. All right. Thank you.
And the check needs to be written to Connecticut Resource Conservation and Development Area. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, Ellen, I didn't hear you. Can you say that again?
The check is written to the Connecticut Resource Conservation and Development Area, Inc. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe so, but I can send you the link that Laura McCabe sent me with the information. Just
and I'm just not sure where that is, because the letter that's attached to it is the Mystic Country, Connecticut or something, so it's two different.
Yeah, it's two different names. So I'll send you Laura McCabe's contact information. And
I'll ask her. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call the vote. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Kathy Donahue? Aye. Stan Crawford? You have to unmute, Stan. Or you can just throw your vote into chat.
Aye.
Oh, there you are. Okay. And Kathy Duca.
Aye.
Okay, so that passes. Okay, moving on to the next agenda is new business discussion and possible action on lease purchase of Scott air packs for the fire department. I sent out copies of the proposals to everyone that Rich Shank had put together for both a lease and a purchase option. Rich, if you want to speak to it a little, that'd be great.
Sure. The original quote had gone out prior to me taking back the chief's position, and that had been done by Jake Berard. And he had put that original quote out for, I believe it was 14 packs. And we weren't quite sure where that had gone. We kind of lost track of that. So when I was trying to figure out exactly what was going on, we thought that 12 packs was a more reasonable number because we had just purchased two new packs. And this is to replace Scott Air self-contained breathing apparatus. Those that don't know what a Scott pack is. And the ones that we have are unserviceable and out of date currently. We're still using them, but we're kind of into an area where we should not be using those. So we need to purchase these. So with the 12, that will get us with one on each one of the seats in the truck with our two other ones. Now, in the 2019-20 budget, I believe you had given us $5,000 for the lease option, and that was based on the quote on 14. So I went back to the leasing company, back to the Scott Pack company, Shipman's Fire Equipment, asked for a quote for the 12, and then also a lease option for you guys to determine which way you wanted to go for the 12 also. I don't have the figures from the original one, but I believe with the other two packs, it was, I think it was about another 20 something thousand more. And the numbers that you're looking at, you guys can determine which way you want to go, but that basically got it down to 100,000 for the 12 packs. To me, it seemed like a best option, but I'm not on the board of finance and not for me to determine that. So we have that money that's sitting. We can either turn that back into you guys or put it towards the purchase or the lease or however you guys want to go on that, because it is in our budget. So whatever you decide, let me know how to deal with that money. Is there any questions on that? I know it's, I'm kind of rambling on here a little bit.
What is the
addition? Rich, this is Al Cahill. It was our understanding, I think Jake explained it last year, that OSHA sort of mandates any equipment, air packs that are over 15 years old have to be replaced.
Yes, exactly. And everything we have right now is out of date, out of compliance, except for the two new packs that we bought.
Rich, the what you have in this year's budget, you said was what?
I believe it's $5,000 that was in, and we have not spent that money because we didn't go with this original lease option that was Jake's quote.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yep.
I'm looking at the budget, and I think that they requested $19,323.
Yeah, I thought it was 20. Yeah, so I
think that's what set aside, not five.
Okay, I'm looking at budget, but you might be looking at something different than I am, so I will go with that. And my treasurer is not here tonight, so I can't ask her. But
yeah, I think originally it was, the estimate was five, and then when Jake got some prices back in for the leases, it was 19.3.
A revised budget.
Yeah.
Okay. And that sounds reasonable, and we still have that money sitting there.
Okay, so the outright price is $102,270. The lease price, is 5 years, is $134,483. The saving for the outright purchase is $28,213. So I would support buying them outright. What that would do is save us $28,000 over leasing them at this point. It would require us to recommend and vote on this and then a town meeting in order to transfer the funds from the approved transfer of the additional funds from the unassigned.
So Kathy?
Yep.
Yeah. I agree. And I think, that's pretty much been how the board has operated the last few years, is we try to pay as we go and stay out of lease or finance situations. I believe one of the issues last year was this was kind of late. This information came to us late in the budget process. So we had kind of had a lot of things locked up more or less. And then we had to suddenly deal with this extra $100,000 plus or whatever his figure was last year. And so I think we I think I felt that, gee, we really didn't want to get into that at that time. So I think that's why we kind of went for the lease. But I think in this situation, I'm kind of glad it didn't really get started, that it was delayed, because I think I agree that it's better to go for the purchase situation, given our reserve and all.
I did ask Ellen to put some numbers together on the reserves for us that she sent over to me. At this point, with the transfers that had been done, we transferred out the steep money, which we'll get half back of 128,205. We'll get half of that back reimbursed from the state once we spend that. We also have the backhoe purchase, which was approved by the town, and the balance right now looks to be 962,297, which is approximately 18%. That's in the unassigned funds at this point. So we would need, with the money that the fire department already has, 19.3, we would need an additional 82,970, according to my math. Ellen, can you check me on that?
Yep.
It would be the 102,270. If we brought them out right, minus the 19.3.
So I agree with Ed that we should go ahead and buy them outright, based on the 18% we have in reserve is above what they recommend where we should be. And that 18% is money we taxpayers have put in 2, 3, 4 years ago. Purchasing power has been lost on that old money.
Yeah, I agree. That was Stan Crawford. I'm sorry, Stan, just for the record. Is there anybody else on the finance board who would like to weigh in on the discussion?
I think we're all in agreement.
Diane Gagnon in agreement. Judy Buell also in agreement. Kathy Newcomb is nodding her head. Yes, she's in agreement. However, she's muted at this point.
Yes. Yes.
Al Cahill again. Rich, how long is this proposal good for?
That's the question. I called the dealer at Shipman's and told him that we are having a meeting to decide this, and he was holding the figure till the first of the year, which we're quickly coming on. I told him that, I wasn't sure what this decision would be. I didn't know we were going back to a town vote. So I can't guarantee that price is going to hold until we have that. And I don't know how long that would take for a town vote.
Well, I guess that's my point. I'm in favor of the purchase, but I have zero interest at this point in time holding a town meeting or in-person vote. So I'm wondering if we could come to a contract or proposal agreement where we could put a down payment to hold it for 60 or 90 days. With the pandemic numbers, it's just not the time. It's a big chunk of money, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to advocate for in-person voting, and I just can't support that right now.
Well, we could do a referendum and have absentee ballots. This is Kathy Donahue. I'm sorry, we're supposed to be identifying ourselves for the tape. The issue with putting the 19.3 down on the PACs, if we do that ahead of time and wait 2 or 3 months out to vote, then basically we're expending the money. The 19.3 is there, it's already in the fire department's budget, but then we're expending the money and basically signing the contract for them ahead of the vote anyway. I don't know how you want to handle this going forward. I mean, there's money in, I don't know how the fire department, capital non-recurring, even if we pull it out of capital non-recurring, there's money in the fire department for a truck there. Even if the money was pulled out of there, that requires a vote by the town also to pull out a capital non-recurring. Kathy Newcomb, can you weigh in this as far as process goes?
I'm not sure I understand what you want. What did you want?
I just as far as the process goes, that the Board of Finance has to approve it first, but because the money would come out of the unassigned fund, the town would have to approve that because it wasn't part of the
It's over $20,000. Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know, Rich, if you can get, I understand your reluctance, Al, to, because of the weather and the COVID and the uptick and everything else. I think if absentee ballots were available, people could do it, vote that way. I can't see us signing a contract commit and then asking people to commit to paying the rest of the balance. What happened, I think everybody in town would vote for this, obviously, but I wouldn't want to put us in position of signing a contract that doesn't have payment behind it.
Excuse me. I have a technical question, maybe this will muddy the waters, but wouldn't this be an emergency condition where Rich says these are no longer to be used? So if a fireman goes in and uses it and it fails, will we be liable for his demise?
Well, under Al, maybe you can answer that. Under emergency conditions.
Under emergency conditions, you get permission from the Board of Finance and from the Board of Selectmen.
Al, go ahead.
We could do that. Even if we go to a town meeting, and this isn't going to happen for 3 weeks. We have to, selectmen will have to meet next Monday, make the call, post it in the paper. We could have a virtual town meeting, but then we're going to vote. I don't see this happening for the end of the month. So my point is, why can't we delay it even farther? I support the capital purchase. I just really have no comfort level for in-person voting. Or even absentee takes a lot of logistics, a lot of contact. I'm just very uncomfortable with that right now.
I have a comment, please. I think that the capital non-recurring funds can be used without a town meeting because the permission is given to put it aside for a purpose. And I don't believe that a town meeting is required to use it if you needed to do that in an emergency situation.
But when the money was put aside for in the fire truck, was that specified just for fire truck or was it fire truck and equipment?
Equipment. We've used it to rebuild the main pump and other apparatus. It's fire equipment, including trucks.
Because there is money in that CNR account.
$111,000.
Yeah. Which could cover the balance without holding a town meeting. Kathy, as far as the Board of Finance regulation goes, do you know whether that would meet the regulations? I was under the belief that the CNR accounts, even when the money gets transferred out, had to be.
That's my understanding too. I was trying to look through the handbook to see if I could find that again.
Yeah. Dana.
Yeah. Yes.
I know that other towns have voted virtually online, and you had mentioned something about you thought that John had been involved in that.
I think so. John Guskowski, I think, had mentioned something. I have no idea how that works, but I'm sure you can have a virtual town meeting. I'm just echoing Al's sentiment that I'm not sure how the voting is processed.
Yeah.
At a virtual town meeting, that's all. But I agree. We should not have an in-person referendum at this time or an in-person town meeting. No.
Well, Rich, you think he's only going to guarantee this till January?
Yeah, that's was our verbal discussion. I told him what we were doing and kind of hinted at would he extend it? He didn't take that bait. I could have a you know, more formal conversation with him and tell him what's going on. Ask for another quote if that's the way it has to be. I apologize on behalf of the fire department that we're in this situation. We tried to plan for this before we were running into expiration dates on bottles and everything else. And just with the logistics and with Jake kind of taking the lead on this and then kind of leaving the fire position, it's kind of left us hanging here. So I kind of apologize for that, or I do apologize for that. And I would try and get him to do it, but he just verbally committed only to the first of the year.
Yeah. Al Cahill again, just remind everybody that we have a OSHA mandate and KERMA, our insurance provider, you know, we have risk management issues here with expired equipment. So
could we reach out to the town attorney, or I can reach out to the board of finance attorney and just get something as far as the governor's executive orders that if both boards approve it as far as an emergency purchase, that fits as far as pulling stuff out of the CNR. Maybe you could reach out to Rich on that.
I can do that, and I'll make sure it gets on the selectmen's agenda for next Monday discussion.
Okay, and that way, if you know, even if you get an answer back before that, we could have us, you know, have the process correct, and then do a special. We could hold another quick Board of Finance special meeting and approve it, and you could have it on your agenda and approve it if the the answer with the correct process. I don't think anybody's questioning, you know, having in-person referendums, holding off, et cetera. It's just a matter of, you know, I want to do this in the way that we're supposed to as far as town finances go. So can we do it that way? You will reach out to Rich.
Fine with me. You get your opinion, I'll get mine, and
I think one opinion is fine. As long as, you know, both of those attorneys are excellent, and, you know, as far as having the opinion as far as, you know, that what follows the governor's executive order and that this is an emergency process and with both boards approving, does that fit? And if we get
I'll reach out to Rich Roberts in the morning.
Okay, that's great. And then Rich, we'll let you know as soon as we have the answer from Rich Roberts and us. And is everybody in agreement that the Board of Finance will meet for a special meeting for this as quickly as possible? Once we have the answer from Rich Roberts, and then the Board of Selectmen will meet, and hopefully that'll be Stan Crawford's giving me a thumbs up.
I think that's the prudent way to go, because both the handbook says that you do have to have a vote to take the money out of CNR accounts, because they're classified as municipal reserves. And the statute also says that too. Yep.
So that way, if we get the answer that, you know, that's a go, we've reached out for legal advice on it, and we'll get it rolling as soon as we can. And I'll reach out to everyone for just another quick meeting. It would be basically 5 minutes. Here's the attorney's opinion on this, and here's the governor's orders according to this for emergencies, and then the selectman can approve it also, and we would be all set to roll. So everybody in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yes, I'm good. Yes.
Okay, that sounds good to me too.
I have another comment, probably for Alan and for Rich Shanks. When they're formulating the budget, maybe they create a line for items like this that we set aside money yearly to be ready for when this happens next time. And I wonder if hoses on all the fire trucks have a shelf life also, that they'll need to be replaced, and where does that money come from?
Well, there's quite a bit in that truck account right now. So, you know, there's money there. It's just a matter of the process to get it there. But yeah, I agree, Stan, and we have been putting money in.
Stan, this is Rich.
Hello.
Stan, this is Rich. So we kind of plan for all of this, and what we've done, and the reason we got into this situation with the Scott packs is we have purchased packs with monies appropriated by the town for equipment replacement funds, which you'll see is one of our line items all the time. But we always bought used packs from other departments who received grants and upgraded their things. We've been trying for a grant to get new packs and a new compressor, and that we just have never done very well with that process. So we got to a point where all the packs that we had purchased, where the bottles are outdated, the packs are starting to fail, we have little issues with them. And it was just one of those things that we voted with the department, we got to just buy new packs. So that's kind of how we got into this situation without planning. You know, basically our hose is fine, ladders and all that are tested annually, and we realize what that equipment fails typically, and we get new hose reimbursed through the budget, and that should not be a problem. There should be no unexpected large purchases like this in the future.
Good, good. I didn't want you to come with your hand out and say, we're going to take care of you. This should all happen automatically.
We agree.
Okay, so I think we're all set for tonight. Second.
Kathy, sorry, this is Rich. One, just for clarification for me, when you get the approval or disapproval, someone will contact me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I will.
Either Al or I will reach out to you and give you the information. And Al's going to reach out to the attorney tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you all very much. You've been very helpful. Have a good evening.
You too.
Happy New Year.
All your service.
So, are we going to vote on whether we're going to lease or purchase?
Yeah. Well, I think that we need to vote to say that the Board of Finance is approving as far as approving purchase of, approving. Let's wait for the purchase of, well, I think we should wait till we get the attorney's information back on it. Do you want to vote? I mean, I think the board's all leaning that way as far as, unless somebody wants to make a motion on it and do that tonight. That's, I'm fine with that also.
Let's make a motion.
Okay.
Make a motion to accept the purchase of what did he call it?
The Scott Air Packs.
Yes.
For the outright purchase of the Scott Air Packs for $102,270.
Correct. Yes.
Maybe I think that was 12 units.
But yeah, put the number 12 in there too. 12 units, yeah.
Oh, 12 Scott Air Packs for $102,270.
I'll second that.
I was just looking for the company name. Hang on.
Hickman.
Richard is here still, and I'm trying to find the company.
Shipman's Fire Equipment, Kathy.
What is it?
Shipman's Fire Equipment.
Okay, yep. So Shipman's Fire Equipment, have that in the motion also. And we have a second. Kathy Newcomb, you seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Hearing no more discussion, I'll go through the roll call vote. Ed Edelman?
Aye.
Judy Buell?
Aye.
Diane Gagnon?
Aye.
Kathy Donahue? Aye. Stan Crawford?
Aye.
And Kathy Newcomb.
Aye.
Okay, so we're all set. We're in the end. After Al has the information on the proper way to do stuff from the attorney, I'll be reaching out to everybody for a quick special meeting to do the process. And now I'm back to citizens' comments. Are there any other citizens' comments or anybody who'd like to speak? No, then I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
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 Okay.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Okay, thank you. And everybody have a safe and happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy one also. Everybody
stay safe. Thank you.
Be well.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.